Earth and Sky.
For as long as fishers have put gear in the water, they've caught things that they haven't meant to catch. And that is, in essence, what bycatch is.
You're listening to Rebecca Lewison. She's a conservation ecologist at San Diego State University, and she studies what happens when long-lived marine populations like sea turtles, seabirds, and seals get snared in fishing gear.
All of these organisms are either trying to, you know, eat the bait that's on the hooks, go after the fish that are caught in nets, or be just hitting gear can cause these mortality events.
Lewison said that long-lived species are particularly affected by accidental entanglement in fishing lines because these species take so long to reproduce. She added that it's difficult to estimate numbers of this unintended catch or even how it impacts ocean health.
It sounds like a very simple question. How much is too much? How much bycatch in this population is too much?
In order to answer that question, Lewison is studying the complex interactions between fishers, marine species, and the ocean landscape. Ultimately, she said, the goal is to reduce bycatch in order to make sure that there's fish to catch in the future.
Bycatch of these large marine organisms is just another indicator that we are fishing unsustainably.
More interviews with scientists at our website. I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.